Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
The last couple of weeks, really the whole month of January, we've been talking about servant leadership. And really, this is Sunday School 101, because if you grew up in the church, you were taught that Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus came as a servant for all of humanity. And if we're going to be followers of Christ, we must follow in His footsteps. We must also be servant leaders. Ultimately, it led Jesus to the cross, where He laid down His life for humanity. And there are those times where we just give our all and lay it all before God and say, God, I'm going to serve You, and I'm going to serve humanity. I'm going to serve the church. I'm going to serve the community, not for my benefit, but for Your benefit and for the benefit of others. And so that's how we are beginning the year, focusing on Jesus, our model, our example, our leader, our servant, so that we can model our lives after Him. Turn in your New Testaments. I have a couple of passages here for us to look at this morning. Turn in your New Testaments to Romans, Romans chapter 12. There's an incredible verse here that I want us to look at. I've got a couple of verses for us. Romans chapter 12, verse 13. This is an important way that we can be servant leaders. Romans 12:13, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. The wording there of the Apostle Paul is almost like a command. Do it. Practice being hospitable. Make it a lifestyle. Be people who practice hospitality. And turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Got a couple more interesting verses here for us this morning. Hebrews 13, verses 1 and 2. Keep on loving each other. Just press on and love one another. Do not forget to entertain strangers or to practice hospitality. For by doing so, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it. Then go down to verse 16. Of Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, 16. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Are you seeing a pattern here? How we are to practice this lifestyle of serving others, being hospitable. And then 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift they have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, and we all should be servants, they should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. And all this is for Him. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So as we're thinking about serving and having a servant's heart, we're talking about some of the ministries of our church and just highlighting models and examples in our church who are servant leaders. We started this off by talking to Sue. And Sue, I'm still hearing wonderful things about our conversation. You set the tone for us wonderfully the beginning of the year. And if you did not hear that conversation, please listen to it online. Then we talked to our very own Timothy, who also had a great conversation about how we can serve the Lord through a lifestyle of worship and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Timothy. Last week, had a very wonderful conversation with Renee, who has practiced hospitality ever since she was a little kid, growing up in a pastor's home. And today, I want to continue the conversation with another young lady. Kaylee, would you come on up here? I've got a stool here for you. As you've been noticing some changes out in the lobby, all this is because of Kaylee. It is exciting to see what's happening. In some way, shape, or form, our church has always tried to practice hospitality. I mean, that's what churches are to do. And so we've always sought to do that. But Kaylee's taking it to a whole different level, which is really exciting. And the neat thing is you guys have come along so beautifully and so wonderfully and supported the vision that God has put on Kaylee's heart. Some of you may not know her very well. And so, Kaylee, much like Renee's story, you also grew up in a pastor's home, right? You're a PK. So tell us what that was like. What's it like growing up as a pastor's kid? And how, you know, growing up in the church, how did your parents instill in you a sense of serving God and serving others?
So I hear growing up as a PK is similar to growing up like a military kid, because we moved every 2 years or less. So before I met Ridgely, we had moved 32 times. And we didn't make a single one of those moves without my parents on their knees praying and listening to God. And so I think the biggest lesson that I took from having parents pastors for parents was that you don't do anything without listening to God first. Right. And so my parents would spend months praying, and then they would feel God's pull to a different place, and then they'd tell us kids, and so we'd all have prayer together, and then we'd be off. And one of those times landed us on the top of a mountain with no running water and no electricity, and we lived in a car tent for a couple of days, and we were at peace with it, though, because we knew that we don't do anything without God's permission and God's leading, so that was okay with us.
That's awesome.
So I feel like that was the best lesson that I learned from being a pastor's kid. But we were always busy, you know, serving in the church. I started cleaning churches when I was 10 years old, so that was my first job. But we served food, and we ran over to the church early in the morning to turn the heater on, and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Amen. Yeah, that reminded me, when I was a teenager, I would vacuum our home church as well, and I don't remember the pay being very good at all, but it is a joy and a blessing to serve the church and serve the Lord. And you and Ridgely have two amazing little girls. They're just so much fun. You know, much like my boys, you know they're siblings, but they're so different. They have their own different personalities. Anyway, would you say you've always had kind of a servant's heart, or has that been developed? How has that been developed? Because I've known you long enough to know you do have a servant's heart. Did that come naturally to you, or did you have to struggle with God a little bit? Tell us about this desire to serve God that you have. How did it come about?
I feel like that was my gift, is that I do have a servant's heart. And so growing up in a family of five kids, I was always the one to try and settle debates and clean up the girls' room so mom doesn't get them in trouble, and take care of the household and help mom cook. And I didn't ever feel like it was a burden. I just did it. And I thought it was fun to help take care of the family. And so when me and Ridgely got married, I was just already a homemaker. I wanted to do that and take care of him and his friends. And that also is how I feel in every church I've ever been to. I've always tried to step up and help on the worship team or clean the church, like I said. And then for a while there, I wasn't doing anything. And that's how the coffee shop came about, because
So tell us that story. It's a really good story.
So I had been thinking a lot over this past year about what I can do for our church, because Ridgely had picked on my sister about being at her church for a year already, and she had just finally started helping in the nursery, and he was like, well, you've been there long enough, you should be doing something. And then I was like, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I just show up and I go home, and then we do it again the next week. So it had already been on my heart to start something, and I had wanted to do maybe like a mom's ministry, because I was struggling with being a young mom and not having any mom friends to share my journey with. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll talk to Renee about what she would think if we started a coffee shop in the back of the church. So I asked her, and she was like, well, maybe, I don't know. We'll have to talk to John about it and see what that would entail. And then the next Sunday, we were at my parents', and so we skipped church because we were at my dad's church. And I guess Sue came to John and said, I would really like it, or we really need to have some type of coffee ministry. But that was already the week after that I had talked to Renee about maybe starting one up. And so when I showed up the next Sunday for church, John was like, oh my goodness, guess what just happened? Last week Sue said something about the coffee ministry, and you had already mentioned it, so I think that we definitely need to do this. And so we talked about, should we have like some way to pay for this or whatever, and we both agreed that we didn't want to make people pay for their coffees, because I had been to churches before that they charged $3 a cup or whatever, not very much, but I don't carry cash. And I was like, I would rather pay for all the ingredients myself and serve it to people so that they can come to church and feel welcomed without having to pay for anything. And so far, you guys have been amazing. Yes. And the donations have just poured in. And we have been so blessed. And I've bought 2 gallons of milk. So this church is incredible. Yes. And the donations are amazing. And so that's how you know that is what God had asked me to do.
Absolutely. This whole thing was birthed in prayer and by God. And she's right. You guys have just stepped up big time. Even this morning, I'm watching as you guys are bringing in supplies, asking what I can bring. I mean, it's overwhelming in such a beautiful way. And you're right. When we started this coffee hospitality espresso bar ministry, it never even crossed my mind that we would charge people. And so I'm getting messages from people asking, like, how much are you charging for coffee? And I'm like blown away, because that never even crossed my mind. And so as long as we have this, we're not going to charge, because God, through you, you're providing all the resources. Now, if you want to donate, that's fine. Money or supplies, that's great. But yeah, I was surprised that people would ask, you know, are you going to charge? And I'm like, no. So as you can see out in the lobby, it's almost done. Yesterday, there was a paint party. And we have a couple pictures, because we had some really great helpers. So we had a paint party, and as you walked in, I'm sure you saw the difference. And then the next picture had some great helpers. Look at that. Just some really great helpers.
I was supervising, see? Yep. I
tell her
what to do.
Yep. It was awesome. It looks really good. So the goal for this next week, I think we're going to have it like 99% done. So when you come to church next week, you're going to see most of it, if not all of it, completely done. And then next Sunday, I'd like us to go back there and just pray a prayer of dedication. Because not only is this for our church, this is for anybody in our community. We want to bless people and practice hospitality to anybody who steps foot into our church. We want them to feel loved. We want them to feel accepted. And we want to give them a cup of coffee. Living here in the Pacific Northwest, you just love coffee. This morning, I came to church early this morning, and I stopped by Starbucks. Someone had given me a gift card in December for Christmas, and I wanted to use it this morning. So I ordered like a large vanilla latte, which is what I usually get. It's $6.05. I was blown away. Usually I pay under $5. And so it's a lot of money. And so we want to bless people here and practice hospitality and not charge a penny. Right, and the stuff you get here is better than Starbucks or Dutch Brothers. But so pray for us this week as we put the finishing touches out there and dedicate it to God and to His purposes next week as a way to bless people. Kaylee, one of the things I've been super, super impressed with you is that as we're getting this started and getting it up and running, you have not held on to this tightly. You, from the very beginning, invited people, especially some of our young teenagers, to step right in and be involved. And you are actually training servant leaders. And I was super, and I am super impressed by that. Because, like, over Christmas, you were visiting family, and Savannah and Scarlett stepped right in and didn't skip a beat. One of the reasons why I'm so super impressed with that is because several years ago, we had someone try to start up a coffee ministry, but they were like the coffee Nazi, you know, nobody touches this, and you must drink where I tell you to drink, you know, and no coffee for you, you know. And you have just opened it up and invited people to be a part of it, and you're training up others. Tell us about that, how you just kind of clicked with some of the young ladies and how it's been a joy to work with them.
Well, one of the things I hoped for with the coffee stand being open is just more fellowship with the people in our church, because I've been here for 5 years. 6 years. We took a little break there for a little bit whenever we lived over in Crow, but I just feel like I didn't really know anybody here still. And so when we started up the coffee shop, I had been in the nursery after I'd cleaned up everything, and Scarlett was back there, and I was like, hey, and we started talking, and she told me how she was interested in like getting a barista job, and I was like, okay, cool, well, do you want to start today? And she was like, yeah, I do. That would be so cool. So I told her that, you know, I'll invite your whole family to start with us, and we can all do this together. And so that kind of sparked that friendship, and now our families, like, know each other really well, and I have more friends in the church. And then Scarlett actually took it on herself to invite Savannah to help her on that Sunday that I was gone. And so that was really cool for me. And so hopefully we'll, like, grow and grow with this small coffee ministry that we started. And we'll have volunteers all the time who want to make coffee back there, because that would be so cool to have just a little team of us that can serve the whole church. So, yeah, and definitely, like, the fellowship has expanded a lot. I feel like I know basically everybody by name now, which is so cool, because that's how I feel like I've always been with my parents growing up in church. I know everybody by name, so now that I'm finally an adult and on my own, I'm like, I didn't know how to get myself out there to meet everybody, and now I do.
That's awesome. Yeah, and our vision for that space is to be a place where people can just sit down, have a cup of coffee, fellowship, have Bible studies out there, just get together and just be God's people. And so that's kind of our vision for the space out there. The other cool thing that has been neat to see is I've always known Ridgely as a great guy. He just is a super great guy, and he's always been supportive, and he's a great dad. But to see him step up and help, it just took it to a whole new level. How has that been, just to have the support of your husband, just because he's just as active as you are?
Yeah, some days I feel like maybe he's even more active, because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm kind of just loosey-goosey, you know. I'm like, oh, we'll just show up and it'll just all happen, it'll be great. And he is Mr. Organized. He shows up and he cleans the whole coffee stand for me, and he organizes all the snacks and coffees and teas and sugars down there so that I can get to it really easily. And then he sets it all out on the counter for me, so all I have to focus on is getting people coffees as fast as I can. And then on top of that, he's holding the girls and wrangling the girls and playing with them in the nursery so that I can not have all the clogged space back there. So yeah, he is my biggest blessing, and I really, really appreciate having him back there helping me.
Way to go, Ridgely, you the man. So that's awesome. And Rhea is available for all your painting needs at your house. So just give her a paintbrush and let her go and have at it. You guys have been really amazing in just the support of getting this up and running. And I feel like as a pastor, if God puts something on your heart, our job as a church is to throw every resource that we have to make that God vision that He's put inside your heart a reality. And we don't have a lot of resources, but if we get creative and we think outside the box and we just rely on God, He'll make it happen. And so when I heard about Kaylee's vision, it was a God thing. And so my philosophy has been, we gotta pour everything we have into this because God put this on her heart and we want to see this become a reality. So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, God, how can I serve you? Well, it'll come to you. God is faithful. He will reveal to you how He wants you to serve. And then when that begins to take shape and form in your heart and your mind, and as you begin to share it with others, as a church, hopefully we can rally behind you and do what, you know, we're doing with this ministry here and just say, God, take it, bless it, multiply it, because you've called us to serve and you've called us to be hospitable and to be servant leaders. Tell us about the coupon vision you have for the idea, because I think that's really great.
So this is Ridgely's idea because he always shares about our family at work. So one day he comes home and he goes, babe, you need business cards. And I was like, well, we're not really in business, but we could like put the church's name on it and like that we have free coffee and come get your free coffee or whatever. And he's like, you really should, because I tell people all the time about you at work and they're like, free coffee? Where can I get free coffee? And you can get it here. So he was telling me that we should get business cards and set them out. And then whenever anybody wants to come to our church, invite them with a business card and say, hey, come get free coffee. You can have free coffee every time you show up, or three or four or whatever you want. So that was kind of just a fun little thing that he had dreamt up on his own.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. And it's another way just to get out into the community, invite people you know, and say, hey, come to church and just have a free cup of coffee. But keep asking Kaylee, you know, what supplies she needs. You know, obviously we want to keep it stocked and up and running. And maybe as you're out and about and you see a, you know, special or something, you can pick up whatever she needs. But so far, you guys have been great. And hey, who doesn't like a good cup of coffee on a cold Sunday morning, right? So, and she's here most Wednesday nights, and so you can have some coffee on Wednesday nights as well. Kaylee, just tell us, as this is taking shape and form, what has it done for your soul? I mean, how has it ignited you? And what would you say to someone who's maybe thinking about, you know, what can I do to serve?
So when we first started and we just had just a couple little one little table and a refrigerator and the coffee machine, I was already feeling blessed, just over the top. And I had messaged John and I said, the donations are incredible. I feel so blessed. And he said, yeah, that's because God is working through you. And just feeling the support that I have from all of you guys has just made me want to pour more of myself into this project, and it's lifted me so high. And I'm the type of person that needs a social life, and I need people behind me being like, yeah, you're actually doing good. And so I have that with you guys, with this coffee shop and this ministry, and it's just made me feel like I'm part of this family, and it is incredible. It is so awesome.
Amen. I'm just excited. God is doing some neat things in our little church, and what a way to start the year. And I'm excited to see how God is going to birth more ideas in others. And you are an inspiration to us, and it's been fun just doing our best to support you and to get this thing up and running, and it is exciting. So again, next Sunday when you come in, hopefully you'll see that space completed, and then we'll say, God, what else would you have us do? It has been neat to see people just lingering after church, you know, fellowshipping, hanging out, eating snacks, drinking coffee, spending time together, not wanting to leave. It has been very encouraging. And that's what the family of God is all about. What God birthed in you and how it's coming to fruition is blessing more people than any of us realized. So keep it up. Well, I would like to close and just pray a prayer blessing over Kaylee and Ridgely and their girls and this particular ministry and whatever else God wants to do in and through us as we all seek to be servant leaders, finding our niche. And you know what? You may try something and realize, hey, this isn't for me. That's okay. We go back to prayer and say, God, okay, I tried this. This isn't quite suit me. What do you have for me? And God is faithful. He will guide us. But would you stand with me and let's pray and thank God for what he's doing and what he will continue to do. Lord, as we seek to be faithful to you, the scriptures tell us to serve out of humility. And Kaylee certainly has a humble heart. And I thank you for her obedience to really be obedient to this vision that you placed in her heart. And she's got a great supportive husband and a church family, and it has been so refreshing to me to see how the church has stepped up and really come alongside this vision. And it's fun to watch and see this grow. And I just pray that as Kaylee and Ridgely continue to serve you as a team, not only here in church but out in the community, as they serve their families, they serve their friends, that they will find continued enjoyment in serving you and laying down their lives in serving others. Because anyone who follows Jesus will find that, yes, ministry is difficult and serving is not always easy, but there is a joy and a satisfaction in serving others by serving you. And so may we all find that and find our niche in serving you. You've given all of us different gifts and abilities. Not all of us can make coffee. We can't. Not all of us can do, you know, what others do. But you have gifted us in unique ways. And so help us to put those gifts to work in ways that bring glory to the kingdom of God. Thank you for Kaylee and her heart for you. Bless her, and may she continue to find enjoyment in serving you.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God, because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.